I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Abel White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $86.58 per barrel to $85.49 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $83.74 per barrel to $81.62 per barrel. Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport is adding four new routes this summer. Alaska, Delta, and United Airlines will begin nonstop service to New York City, Detroit, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. Dulles International Airports this summer. Eric Peterson is the communications coordinator for the Anchorage Airport. He says there's been a growing demand for direct flights to and from the state's largest city. He says the airport is expecting a 6% increase in passenger traffic this year.
And I think that just there's a huge demand for both tourists to come and visit and see all the great things Alaska has to offer. We are also here to the people of Alaska, and they want to go on trips too.
Peterson says flights to and from New York have been popular among flyers, so it wasn't a surprise to him when Alaska Airlines announced it's adding that nonstop route starting in June. Rural residents will benefit too. Normally, if someone from a rural community wanted to fly to the East Coast, they'd make at least three connections. But this summer, they have the option of making only two. Peterson says offering flights to new destinations meets the mission of the airport.
We as the airport hope to facilitate as much passenger traffic as possible. We would love hundreds of routes all year round.
The Alaska Department of Transportation introduced a program this year called the International Passenger and Cargo Service Incentive Program, which aims to encourage airlines to try new routes. To be eligible, it has to be a new service or not flown in the last 13 months. Airlines pay a landing fee to airports each time a plane lands based on the number of passengers. When enrolled in the program, airlines get their landing fees waived for the first 13 touchdowns. Peterson says all landing fees for the summer could be waived through the program depending on how often the route is scheduled.
So we're very excited whenever an airline not only starts a new route, but also if they have a route but they're increasing the frequency of flights, shows good demand.
Peterson says airlines are more likely to increase flight frequency when there's a high demand. He says the increased routes aren't a direct result of the program because it was just announced, but he hopes to see the program grow. Scott McMurrin, who writes the Alaska Travelgram newsletter, says the four new summer destinations have been a long time coming. He says flights to Detroit, New York, and Washington, D.C. are especially exciting because they're hub cities for international airlines.
So United's new service from here to Washington, D.C. is huge. It's daily service from Anchorage to their hub at Dulles. So they fly from Dulles to the rest of the world. I mean, Europe, I think they may even have flights from Africa.
Alaska's flight between Anchorage and San Diego only runs on Saturdays. If it's popular, McMurrin said the airline might consider offering daily service next summer. When an airline is testing a prospective route, he said it's common for them to run once a week. When airlines consider establishing new routes, McMurrin says they look at how many people are getting on and off the planes. They then determine if the route would be successful. He says several airlines have tested direct flights out of Anchorage.
For a couple summers, Frontier Airlines flew up here from Portland and Denver, and also Fairbanks to Denver and stuff like that. Sun Country Airlines, they fly here now, but they have flown a number of different routes from Fairbanks and also from Anchorage. JetBlue came up here for several years. Really miss them.
McMurrin says the flights benefit tourists traveling to Alaska. He says flights with United Airlines are huge contributors to the state's tourism economy because they come from across the nation. He says United Airlines has offered various seasonal nonstop flights for several years, and he's excited for more options for direct flights.
So this is like another jewel in the crown for United's service to Alaska.
McMurrin says Alaska is a popular travel destination, and he doesn't expect that to change anytime soon. He says the goal for airlines is likely to make Alaska the end destination, not an intermediate stop. In upcoming years, McMurrin says he hopes to see a direct flight between Anchorage and Tokyo, Japan. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.